From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. blames the Russians. The United States is publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. Though senior administration officials are stopping short of calling the intrusions an act of cyber war, in a statement the U.S. said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. A Kremlin spokesperson denied the allegations, telling Russian state media that they are rubbish and nonsense. Russia warns of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated for war crimes as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
The State Department officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. The secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russian and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. The Philippines has announced it has officially informed the United States that joint patrols in the South China Sea have been suspended following orders from President Rodrigo Duterte. Longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, began planning joint patrols under the previous Philippine government, which had sought to attract a greater U.S. military presence in the region to counter Chinese efforts to take control of the South China Sea. China claims nearly all of the sea, even waters close to the Philippines and other Southeastern Asian nations, and has in recent years built artificial islands in the disputed areas. This is VOA News. In this week's weekly address, President Obama highlighted wage growth over the course of his presidency. Since the beginning of his time in office, Mr. Obama states that the U.S. economy has created over 15 million new jobs. Significant wage increases have been a hallmark, he says, of his time in office.
Between 1980 and 2007, real wages barely grew each year. But because the policies we've put in place are working, working families are finally seeing their wages and incomes rise too. Since 2012, wages have grown around 20 times faster than they did over the almost three decades between 1980 and 2007.
He also suggested that the burgeoning U.S. economy has done much to lift people out of poverty.
We lifted 3.5 million people out of poverty, the largest one-year drop in the poverty rate since 1968.
Much of the success, he claims, is also attributed to those states and the District of Columbia that have raised the minimum wage.
And states that have raised their minimum wage have seen stronger earnings growth in low-wage jobs compared to states that have not.
The president also challenged the Republican-led Congress to put politics aside and act on common-sense ideas that will be good for everyone. Hurricane Matthew's moving northward just off the eastern U.S. coast, causing mass evacuations from Florida to North Carolina. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 165 kilometers per hour and rainfall predicted from 20 to 38 centimeters. Meantime, new information tells us the storm killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of people homeless. International response to the situation in Haiti is pouring in, including support from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. VOA's Jim Randall reports.
Matthew hit Haiti hard, wrecking houses, toppling trees. Survivors are now trying to dry out. The International Monetary Fund and other organizations are mobilizing to rebuild, according to Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
We shall certainly do whatever we can to help.
Rebuilding is difficult because Haiti has not fully recovered from the 2010 earthquake, according to World Bank President Jim Yong Kim.
Our staff on the ground are already working with the Ministry of Public Works to begin restoring access to the hardest hit areas.
Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
The International Red Cross has announced an emergency appeal for $6.9 billion in relief aid for Haiti. And in U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump apologized in a video released early today for making lewd remarks about women in 2005 that surfaced in a video yesterday. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.